Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Training camp. It's a good time. Good time in South Florida right now.
A little bit here. First week is underwear Olympics. I want to see some people smack each other in the face.
So was training camp boring then?
First week is.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you don't hit.
By the time you played in the NFL six seasons, right?
Yeah.
Six, seven seasons. By the time you were, you know, a four-year, five-year veteran, you dread going to training camp, or were you excited for it?
You're always excited to start back, but it's not like there was that rookie year is just like I'm playing against the best players in the world,
right.
Jacked up. Second year is still a B minus, and I would say by the third year, it's the job now. It's like going to work. Like, oh, hey, camp, hey, baby, camp starts tomorrow. I'll be gone 12 hours a day. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah, but, like, do you have to stay? Is it how it looks like? And I don't want to say the movies because we know how it works, but, like, are you staying in the facilities? Like, are you sleeping there? You get to go home? Like, how does that work? Because
I can't
imagine Tom Brady is going to some sort of camp and sleeping in a bunk bed with with the offensive linemen.
Well,
like,
the Dolphins actually stay at the Renaissance right off 595. So it's a nice-ass hotel, so it's not, you know, it's not a bunk bed. It's not, you know.
Right.
I know the Dallas Cowboys go to some Oxnard, California, some college, you know,
like
community
remember
college.
Remember the Titans type,
vibe? Some people do that, but the Dolphins don't do that. But honestly, the hotel was almost 3 miles away from the Dolphin facility. My house was a mile, so I just go home. And then if bed check was at, like, my second year bed check was at 10, I'd leave my house at, like, 9:50. I'd drive a mile, and I'd walk upstairs and wave at the people. But by my third, fourth, fifth year, I just stayed home. And I had my roommate. I'd say put some pillows in the bed. They don't care. Well, they do care, but I didn't get caught.
Do you think now that they moved to Miami Gardens, they stay at the Stadium Hotel?
Ooh, if they do, they're going to have some disgruntled players, boy.
I love the idea of, like, people coming down to Miami. They're going to a game, you know, whatever, for the Orange Bowl. Like,
come down for a
Stadium
Super Bowl.
Hotel.
Oh, this is nice.
You know, Palacio.
El Palacio. let me ask you something, Crowder. Did you ever just think about following the rules, like, in any part of your life?
I did.
Follow the rules.
I did until it didn't make sense to me. I leave the facility. I had to drive 3 miles to the hotel. I passed my house. How difficult would it be for you to pass your house and go with a roommate, another grown-ass man, stinking up the bathroom, leaving his damn facial hair all over the place, drive past your neighborhood to go to a hotel? You know what I'm saying? Like, that was my thought. I wasn't trying to... Oh, there we go.
It's a 305.
Dale.
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 God bless. Dale.
I was never just buck the system guy. I was never buck the system guy. But, like, I'm not driving past my neighborhood entrance to go to a hotel 2 miles away. I can get here faster. I can get from my house to the facility faster from my house, so I'm going to stay in my house. I would, early in camp, I'd give them 3-4 days. I'd go to the hotel. I'd see which security guard's watching my floor. I'd establish that I go to bed early so that if you walk in the room and see me under the covers for 3 days.
You're knocked out.
I'm knocked out every day, so now for the remainder of camp, you creep in my room and just peek. guys that are always up playing video games, they have to look at them. So you kind of you have a little inception there. You set the standard in the next 3-4 days of camp, and then say, hey, roomie, put some pillows in. Every time you come back at night, put some pillows in the bed. They'll think it's me. Lay your ass down and watch TV. We're good to go. I always wanted a young guy as a roommate. Don't give me no veteran. We're both trying to do the same thing. No, no, no. Hey, coach, give me a rookie. Let me mentor Ed Miles. Give me Austin Spittler. So I can kind of be like,
Spittler.
Hey, big man, put some pillows in the bed, make it like I'm here so I can stay home.
Hawk is out until next Monday. So it's Crowder, Solana. We got Steven, and we got Jimmy, who you'll hear from in just a couple moments when we do weather. It is still a Hawk and Crowder best of week extravaganza, and we're going to continue playing a bunch of best ofs. I teased it in the last segment. We played the Beat It segment where, you know, things happen when you're at home and you're doing a radio show. And for you and Hawk, it was this totally new experience. The pandemic happened. Everybody's at home. We think it's going to be, whatever, 2 or 3 weeks. It ends up being, you guys were gone for 13, 14, 15 months,
over
maybe.
A year. Yeah.
And, you know, we played that segment at the end of the 2 o'clock hour. If you missed it, download the Odyssey app, the rewind feature. You can use it and you can go back and listen or download our podcast, Odyssey, or on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Just Google Hawkman and Crowder. We turned in your drop. Play the drop here really quickly. The Beat It drop. Crowder yelling at
hey,
the guy.
Beat it.
This is Crowder yelling at somebody doing his lawn during the radio show.
Hey, beat it.
We turned that into this song. Ooh. I love that.
Underrated part of that that whole segment is Channing knocking.
Hey,
hey, beat it.
Get his attention, man. Beat it. Get out of here.
Hey, beat it.
Y'all are telling me y'all don't tell people to beat it, huh?
Never in my life.
Man.
Never. Jimmy, have you ever told anybody to beat it when they were an inconvenience?
Not that I remember.
There you go.
Well,
Jimmy has spoken.
That's the only voice we needed.
We're going to continue on with our best ofs all week long. And today we have some really good content for you. Brian Flores, he spoke to the media earlier today. We played some of that in the 2 o'clock hour. We'll play more of it, I'm sure, throughout the course of the show. We'll probably play some of it again in the 5 o'clock hour. Before I get to headlines here, just going to give you a little sneak preview of what's to come. So since players reported to camp today, we want to get to know some of the returning Miami Dolphins players who have either been on with us over the course of, their tenure here in Miami, or, for example, the segment you're going to hear in the next couple of minutes, which is just this Q&A we stumbled upon here. You and Hawk, or me and Hawk, stumbled upon a Q&A of Devontae Parker. Now, it's interesting because Devontae isn't, when you talk about Christian Wilkins, right? Big guy, just this
big
this,
character.
What's the word? Rambunctious. What's that word?
Rambunctious.
Rambunctious. Rambunctious. What did I say? Rambunctious.
Huh?
Rambunctious personality. Yes.
Backmore. Yeah.
I had to work through it a little.
Rambunctious.
You're no wordsmith over there, okay?
Oh.
You're no wordsmith. This rambunctious personality.
Rambunctious.
Rambunctious personality, and he like this larger than life personality, and. Devontae Parker isn't that. Doesn't mean he's a bad guy.
No,
but
no.
We didn't know anything about Devontae Parker. I've been in the locker room with Devontae 2 years. Interviewed him, got quotes from him. Nice guy, but, you know, very to himself, very reserved when he talks. Never has a hot take to give. Just, you know, kind of.
Introvert.
Right.
Very introverted.
Introverted. And then we stumble across this Q&A, and we were obsessed with Devontae Parker. Like, mm-hmm. We learned so much about it. It was one of the funnier segments of that Dolphins season back in 2019. We're going to play that segment for everybody coming up here again, the Hawk and Crowder Best of Week Extravaganza. But let's get to headlines here. Rambunctious. What is it?
Rambunctious.
Rambunctious. Rambunctious.
You add syllables.
Rambunctious.
Rambunctious. Rambunctious.
Headlines, they're brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenient. I imagine Leroy Horde is listening right now in his car. He's always listening. He's just so upset that I keep botching the words today. They were talking on the morning show today. They were talking about Taylor Swift, and I just text Leroy. Like, now I know I can upset Leroy with anything. So I text Leroy pretending to be this huge Taylor Swift fan. I tell him I'm a Swiftie, which you know he's upset about. So then he's on the air talking about my man bun. It's so easy.
Revoking your man card.
Right. And it's just so easy. Like a couple weeks ago, they were talking about avocado. I text in, I love guac. I love avocado. Put avocado on anything. And he doesn't get me. Like, he doesn't understand.
That you want to argue.
Right. Like, I want to aggravate him as much as possible.
You just act like you like avocado toast. Nobody does.
I love avocado. And I'm not just saying that.
No,
love
you just explain
toast.
What you do. Nobody loves avocado toast.
Saturday is National Avocado Day. I have that written down. Saturday.
You're
going
to go have an avocado.
For sure. Avocado toast. But I put avocado in anything. Like, cut up some avocados, throw it on a chicken sandwich. Fire.
It's nasty.
It's not, though.
No.
Yeah, it's a vegetable.
I eat avocado. I eat guacamole. My dad makes guacamole. I've told the story a number of times, but yeah. You act like avocado is like, you know, Skittles or something. Like, it's not that
good. Oh, it's better than Skittles.
Get the hell out of here.
Come on.
A little slimy. Nah.
What are you, Marshawn Lynch? Skittles? Like, no, avocado.
Something good. Like, you act like it's chocolate cake or, you know.
Well, it's different. Chocolate cake is chocolate cake.
You act like it's great. Like, it's a prize.
It's a superfood.
You don't even know what that means.
It's a superfood.
What does that mean?
I don't have to know what it means. It's a superfood.
Because it's rambunctious.
Dolphins players reported to training camp today. Let me read you something that Cameron Wolf wrote. Covers the Dolphins. No longer for ESPN, though, but still covering the Miami Dolphins. Just some Dolphins report day updates. He kind of summarized it better than I could have. All players reported, including Xavier Howard. Leroy Horde's texting me. Let's see what he says. You have blatant disregard for the English language. You know what, Leroy? You have blatant disregard for people that don't want to see other people's toes. With your thong sandal wearing ass, and nobody wants to see your feet. Nobody wants to see your toes. Put those things away. Put on some shoes.
Or lotion that heel. I'm sorry, Leroy. I'm not on his side. I'm on your side.
I can't say that. I can't say that.
You can't say lotion your hair. No. Even white people can see an ashy heel.
No, I can't.
No.
Say that.
Okay.
No. Anyways, Xavier Howard reported to camp.
White people can't talk about lotion.
I can't. No, I can't say
really?
That.
Really?
No, I can't say that.
Because you don't get ashy, you can't speak on ash repellent.
Well, I mean, that's not my play. I can't say that.
It's just lotion. Do you wear lotion?
Never.
You wear lotion?
Every now and then.
Jimmy, you wear lotion?
Sometimes.
So it's optional. Lotion's optional for y'all. That's you know what? That's crazy to me. If I don't put on lotion, man, I'd be a damn dry leaf.
Lotion?
Lotion. You got to get the ash off your leg.
Yeah.
I guess you can't speak on it if you don't know the ins and outs of lotion.
I'm sweating right now thinking about this. My radio career is coming to an end because I'm going to misstep and say something.
You know what cocoa butter is?
I do know what cocoa butter. It smells great.
You know what shea butter is?
Yeah.
Really?
I do.
See?
Yeah.
Halfway there.
Yeah.
You got the two ingredients.
Should I try it out?
I don't know. You say you don't need it. Don't waste your money. So all it is for you in the morning is brush your teeth, deodorant, out the door.
Brush your teeth, deodorant.
Annoy Leroy.
Annoy Leroy. No, but my morning routine is brush my teeth, deodorant, and a vitamin. I'm out the door.
Man, no lotion, huh? This is eye-opening to me. I don't know what I assumed, but I thought lotion was a part of everyone's life.
Every day you wake up?
Well, you have to check. Like, you don't even look at the – do you ever look at the back of your leg and feet to see?
Cause never.
The Achilles heel area lets you know how dry your skin is.
Never looked at my Achilles heel.
I just look back Achilles heel. If they're not dry, I know I might be okay. But if you look back and that Achilles is ashed up, got a lotion everything.
All right.
Yeah. Just to wear, just to the knee. I don't lotion the thigh.
The more you know.
Yeah, man. I'm going to give you some lotion. Cocoa butter.
Cocoa butter.
Yeah.
I'm in.
On cocoa butter?
I'm in.
I don't think it's not like there's not two sides.
Can't we talk about avocados again? I feel so much more comfortable talking about avocado toast and chia seeds.
There's not a cocoa butter camp and a non-cocoa butter camp. It's just
I just feel so much more comfortable with avocado toast.
You sure you want to keep talking about avocados?
Chia seeds.
Because the Texans are telling you the avocado is not a vegetable.
Yeah, call it a vegetable. It's a superfood. Whatever. Fruit, vegetable, whatever. Who cares? It's a superfood.
You're a quinoa guy.
Love quinoa.
I know. You look like it. Yeah. You like you eat quinoa.
Love quinoa. I missed a flight once. I've told this story on the air. I missed a flight once because I was eating quinoa, and I waited for the. I was at Miami International Airport. I'm flying to LaGuardia, gonna go visit my sister who lives in New York, and I was sitting at one of those restaurants. I don't even think it's open anymore. Whatever, and I ordered a quinoa salad, and you know I'm looking at my watch. I'm like, flight's at whatever 7:20, and it's like 6:50. And I asked the lady, like, how much more time till the quinoa salad comes out? She's like, about 5-10 minutes. I'm like, all right, whatever. Yeah, I'll scarf it down real quick. Quinoa salad comes out. I eat the quinoa salad, walk over to the gate. It's like 7:05. Nope. Close the gate. Sorry, you missed the flight.
For quinoa.
Quinoa salad. And that was a damn good quinoa, Crowder.
Better have been.
You can't have no cocoa butter. You're off the cocoa butter list.
No, I'm down.
No, you're off the cocoa
what
butter list.
What about the shea butter?
No shea or cocoa for you. You've lost all privileges.
I'll bring you some aguacate tomorrow. I'll bring you a little aguacate.
Does it taste like quinoa?
You want a little aguacate?
If the aguacate tastes like quinoa, no.
You want a little bit of my aguacate, Crowder?
What is that? Are you talking nasty? Is that sexual, Steven? You know you got a bad knee. I jump on you now.
Leroy Horde texted in, don't forget you have to do your hair in the morning, too. I cut off my man bun 2 years ago. Let it go, Leroy. Let it go.
You got a little fade.
I do. Look good.
You got the middle school PE teacher.
Nah, that's not the middle school.
That's the middle school PE teacher fade.
What are you talking
about? That's the PE teacher haircut. Everybody has their haircut when they're a PE teacher.
PE teacher?
The little swoop across white boy high fade above your ear.
I got the mixed in, the beard faded in.
PE
right?
teacher.
It's not the PE teacher.
Steven, is that the PE teacher?
This is the Tyler Hero.
No, that's not. That is the PE teacher. You should be playing dodgeball in about 10 minutes.
I don't know. I would kick your ass in dodgeball. I would kick your ass in dodgeball.
Four square. Get out of here.
Xavien Howard reported to training camp today. Pretty much the big story. That's the big story today out of Dolphins camp. And the Marlins will play tonight, 7:05 p.m., as for the Olympics, Japan, they beat Team USA in softball 2-0 today to win the gold medal. So Team USA does not win the gold medal in softball, which apparently is a big story because Team USA always dominates in softball. And the United States women's national team drew 0-0 to Australia in their final group match in the soccer, women's soccer. So they lost their first match to Sweden, win the second match, draw their third match, get out of the group, I believe, in third place. I could be wrong, but they get out of the group. And they're going to play the Netherlands in the quarterfinals on Friday. They're out of the group, so it's not like they're eliminated, but still, poor performance through three games. Like, people were expecting United States women's national team to run through their opponents like they do every year, and hasn't been the case this year.
Seems like a lot of that's happening. We talked about Ledecky, and we talked about
what the hell's going on with the Americans over there.
I actually thought about it, you know, watching it and the things going. Like, is this crazy time? You know, we know it's still quarantine and all the COVID crap. Like, is this a change of the guard where the U.S. is not going to dominate the Olympics, or is this just a window of time where crap's been real tough and
know.
It's changing?
I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah. I've been saying the basketball team just going to turn it on, and Scalabrine yesterday told me they might not care. It just hurt my feelings.
What the hell are you doing, Popovich? France is not good. Stop crediting them. I did a whole diatribe yesterday about how France is good, and I've changed my opinion. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954. More Jimmy. Weather.
It is partly cloudy with temperatures of 90 degrees with a feel of 102.
Another excellent weather report from Jimmy. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to get to learn about Devontae Parker. And as we continue our Hawk and Crowder Best of Week extravaganza.
Y'all got to go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. You got a little downtime now. Watching the Olympics, you know, football season's coming. Whatever you're doing, if you're watching TV, if you're hanging at home, if you just want to have, you know, a family dinner, go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road, and they have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobsters, 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, alligator, venison, frog legs. They have it all. Go to DelawareChicken.com. That's the website, DelawareChicken.com. See the entire menu, see all the pricing. When you find out what you want, call them in advance at 954 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Let them know what you want. They'll call you back when your order's ready. You don't even have to turn your car off if you don't want to. They'll deliver it right there, curbside delivery. If you want to go inside, go on inside. I go inside. I like to talk. Talk to the wonderful staff. I like to pick out which fillets I want, which snapper, which ribeye. But either way you go, you're going to get delicious food, and all Delaware has been doing since 1951, and they're going to do forever, hopefully, in my mind, I hope it's forever, is give delicious food to us South Floridians. They are located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road, and when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure. We've come too far. There's too much to lose. We've got to just keep our composure.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So players are reporting to training camp today, and we're excited. We're excited for a hopefully great Dolphins season. We're excited for Tua Tagovailoa, and truthfully, a wide receiver room, which I believe is stacked. But in honor of today and training camp and players reporting, we wanted to, since it is the Hawk and Crowder Best of Week extravaganza, we wanted to do something a little different, and that's kind of revisit some of the segments we had on this show when we learned about certain Dolphins players. Later on in the show, we'll replay the Christian Wilkins interview from a couple months ago where he and Crowder joked about Hamilton and about being frugal, and he kind of gave us some insight on his draft night. But this segment was from about 2 years ago. We don't know much about Devontae Parker, the wide receiver. Now we know him as one of the Dolphins' best threats in the open field. But Devontae Parker, kind of an introverted guy, as we were talking about last segment. How can Crowder stumble upon this question and answer that the Miami Dolphins put out about the wide receiver? And here's how it played out over the year.
I've got this Devontae Parker Q&A with the Dolphins. Now,
I didn't hear it.
Okay, so here's what happened. And it's not good for listening. It's good for watching, and so I actually had Solana transcribe it. I love, as you know, when we have athletes on, I love asking favorite restaurant, favorite all-time movie, yeah, last concert you've seen. Like, I like to get to know people. I'm fascinated by people because we all have preconceived notions. Mm-hmm. You look at someone and you have a preconceived notion.
You just described my life.
Right? I mean, yes, you know, yeah. Yes. So I'll ask you, Devontae Parker, these are some of the questions he was asked. I have the answers in front of me. If you had to binge watch one TV show forever, which one would it be?
ER. He's always hurt. No. I thought we were playing the game, man. I was in it. ER?
It is not ER.
Oh, damn.
Excellent answer, though. That is a great answer. Devontae Parker, if you could binge watch one TV show forever, which one would it be?
Martin? He's young, though. I don't know.
Right. I mean, that's what we do. I don't care if you're black or white. You're going to say Martin or a different world.
I didn't go Friends or Seinfeld.
Friends is the answer.
Devontae Parker.
That's why I thought this to be the most fascinating thing that I saw all day.
Explains a lot.
Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the craziest thing you've ever heard?
I don't want my receiver watching Friends.
I do. That's the funny thing about this show. That's crazy.
Friends?
Friends.
He was like 10 when Friends was on.
Happens to be a good show for binge watching. I think so, because I think it like each episode plays into the next. Like, I think if you really wanted to sit down and I haven't watched it for years, but I think if you wanted to sit down and watch episode after episode after episode, like, you get a really good story arc. Friends.
But then there's like 100 episodes. It never ends.
There's a lot.
Yeah, man. You got to binge watch something to end. That's my problem with binge watching. Stuff that doesn't end. I'm a good movie guy. Give me 2 hours. Start, middle, conclusion. The protagonist, antagonist, all in 3 hours. You got me. Now I got to wait 18 hours? I don't want to find the end of that.
Who does Devontae Parker say is the funniest player on the Miami Dolphins?
Oh, Jerome Baker?
Mike Gesicki.
Lie.
What? I'm telling you. Although, you could tell maybe his sense of humor. He loves Friends, and he thinks Mike Gesicki's the funniest guy.
There we go. Got to see where this guy's from. No, he went to Louisville.
Did he grow up in my neighborhood?
He's from, where are you from?
Highland Park.
Highland Park, Chicago. That might be where he's from.
Yeah, I was so fascinated by that. Because remember,
Friends?
You remember earlier in the season, the Dolphins did one of these Q&As with Ryan Fitzpatrick. And they asked him, what is your favorite all-time food? Do you remember what his answer was?
Chicken squares.
Chicken squares.
Like a handheld chicken pot squares. Pie.
I mean, no one's ever answered that for favorite food. No one even knew that that was a food except the Fitzpatrick family.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, no. I was fascinated by that. Chicken squares. And now you get to week 8, and I am just as fascinated by Devontae Parker's binge watch one TV show forever, Friends. I love it.
No relatability there for old
You want to guess his...
maybe he likes to see the other side.
You want to guess his favorite ice cream flavor?
Pudding.
Vanilla. It's really unbelievable.
I have pegged Devontae wrong.
Right? His favorite Avenger?
You got me even flustered now. I don't know. Superwoman? I don't know. I'm lost, bro. I don't know.
Spider-Man. Is Spider-Man even an Avenger?
I don't think so.
I mean, they kind of made him one.
I think Avenger? He kind of is now, yeah.
No.
They kind of made him one in the last couple of movies. Remember, he was on call? He was on call.
I just watched Avengers. Flash, Hulk.
He's like Dr. Chuck. He's on call.
Bringing the spider? Nah, we good. We got
we're good.
We got this villain.
Yeah, but that's why I love these Q&As. I love this. Devontae Parker. Favorite candy?
Pudding.
Gummy bears.
I ride with them.
Yeah,
man.
I know.
Like me some gummies.
What superpower would you want?
Invincibility.
Invincibility or invisibility?
Invincibility.
Invincibility. Yeah. Is that a superpower? Invincibility?
Never get hurt.
But is that a superpower?
Hell yeah, that's a superpower. Hulk is invincible.
Is he?
Every time you hit him, he gets stronger. You shoot him in the chest, his chest gets bigger.
They turned him into a carnival clown during that movie.
Now listen, you give me Thanos with that damn glove, all bets are off. But I like the Hulk. Remember when them big ass dogs were biting his arm? He was breaking their jaw.
This is fun. What was I asking? Oh, he wanted super speed.
Yeah.
Super speed. They asked him, cake or pie?
Pie. For sure, pie.
That's cake.
Man. Ride with both of them.
You are wrong, man. Cheetah Pompano. That is the perfect location. It's central to everything in South Florida, your South Florida entertainment spot where you can also be safe. Masks are optional. There's multiple hand sanitizing stations. Make Cheetah Pompano Beach your free lunch hotspot. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? Enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free daily, 11:30 until 3. If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. That's a full-on kitchen with chefs. You can order off the menu, things like wings, salads, sandwiches. They have daily specials like barbecue ribs, pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. You can always grab your buddies after work. Head on over to any Cheetah Club, Pompano Beach, Hallandale Beach, West Palm Beach. They'll take care of you for the best happy hour and the best entertainment in South Florida. And you'll enjoy $100 bottle specials at all Cheetah Clubs Sundays through Wednesdays. So that is tonight. And you can get all the details on their website at CheetahSOFL.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hamburger.
Hawk and Crowder.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the way I live. Little boy still pushing big wheels. I stack my money, lay low and chill.
Don't need to work hard, it's the way I feel. I feel like
this is the way I live.
Your type of rap, huh?
This is me.
Wouldn't have thought anything different.
The haircut gave it away.
It's hardcore rap, huh?
We continue on the Best of Hawk and Crowder Show Week extravaganza. I don't know.
It's an extravaganza.
Bonanza.
Bonanza.
No.
We're just playing a bunch of
like
best ofs.
That feels like a Hawk kind of word. Bonanza.
Bonanza. Yeah.
Both of them. Extravaganza. He does. We use that when we do the best ofs.
Right. Yeah.
It's just extravagant. What we do. You hear that last segment? That was radio gold.
Friends will never not be shocking to me. Devontae Parker's favorite TV show, Friends.
And his age and his race. Yeah, yeah. I was thrown off by that. Friends.
Yeah.
Friends? Are you kidding me? Friends?
Yeah. Not even I like Friends.
It's for old people, I thought.
Do you know what yesterday, I teased it earlier in the show. 5 years ago yesterday, the Miami Heat celebrated. Yesterday, the Miami Heat celebrated an anniversary from 5 years ago. They signed a player to the Miami Heat 5 years ago yesterday. I made that very confusing, but I think I cleared it up there. At the end.
Not at all.
Yesterday,
what happened?
Today, tomorrow?
I don't know. Let me start that over. Yesterday, 5 years ago, the Miami Heat signed a player, very controversial player, to their roster. Yeah. Do you have any idea who I'm talking about?
Waiters.
Deion Waiters.
Yes.
5 years ago.
This is the first time, or this is when they gave him the money?
The first time.
I got you.
2016, and D-Wade's in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. This was the reset.
Right.
This is the new team. Yeah, yeah.
James Johnson,
yeah,
Deion Waiters.
Yep.
It was a new era. A new era of Heat basketball post-Dwayne Wade. And you started off with the other D-Wade, D-Wade. You know, fast forward a year or two, Deion Waiters now with the Miami Heat, he gets his contract. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how this came about, but you book Deion Waiters for this show. Now, Hawk is going to explain it here in this best of, but you don't book guests for this show.
No, I think it was the only guest I've booked in my entire career.
Right.
Other than like my friends, Ronnie and Randy McMichael, I'll text them.
Right.
But like going to find a non-friend, this is the only one I've ever done in my 10 plus year career.
Right. So you can understand why Hawk and I think Valera was producing at the time. Yeah. They're shocked. Like, you have booked Dion Waiters. And a little out of the ordinary, a basketball player. You're not, like, hanging out with, like, the NBA guys as much as you hang out with the NFL players. So, a little shocking.
Oh, yeah. Actually, my attorney, Johnny Williams, big shout-out, best attorney in the world. Johnny Williams, he does all my contracts and my business partner as well. And I don't know how the hell he met some guy that knows Dion. I think it might have been Dion's attorney. And he was like, yeah, and they get to talking. And he was like, yeah, you know, Channing Crowder does a radio show. It's like, yeah, Dion will jump on with him. And so I called y'all, and y'all didn't believe me.
Yeah.
And I sent the number. They were like, hey, call this number at this time. And y'all were like, oh, what is this? This is a number to a pizza place? And I was like, this is Dion Waiters' number. Y'all doubted it. And then Dion didn't give me too much confidence in the first little swing at things. So, yeah, it was justified.
Crowder's first attempt at guest booking for the Hockman and Crowder show. Dion Waiters is his first attempt. Here's how it played out over the air.
Go out and talk to Dion Waiters here.
Dion, what's up, big dog? Oh, yeah.
Serena Williams. Dion Jordan, Dion Sanders.
I'm going to find a Dion in my phone and just see what we can do.
I told you in the last segment, Crowder does not book guests on this show. Magically, today, yesterday, he laid the seed. And then today, he went in for the kill. I've got Dion Waiters calling in. Well, actually, he told us 3 o'clock. Yeah. And then when I got here to the station, he said, yeah, 5 o'clock.
Dion's busy.
I said, okay, I thought it was 3. He said, no, it's going to be 5. I told you in the last segment, because he does not do this. Channing does not book guests. I knew this was going to be a disaster from the get-go. Dion Waiters is on line one. I have a feeling that's not Dion Waiters. And I Crowder's looking. No, it's a caller
that's Dion.
Pretending to be Dion Waiters. Dion Waiters.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Hey, Dion, how you been, man? Good, appreciate you calling in, bro.
I'm sorry, guys.
I appreciate you helping us out, man. I appreciate you helping us out.
Y'all hung up on him.
I know. I won some money, is what I did. Don Waiters is on the line now. We've got Don Waiters.
It's Waters.
Oh, Don Waters. I'm sorry, Don Waters.
Yeah, I'm
going on, Don. What's up?
Buying some boiled peanuts. He told me to call in at 5 o'clock.
Dion, love boiled peanuts.
I saw you buying boiled peanuts. You told me to call in at 5 o'clock. Oh, wait, finally, physically. He's here. A waiter is on the line.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My name is Dean. I'll be taking your order today. I get you guys anything to drink.
Dion, what's up?
No, that wasn't Dion Waiters. That was a waiter. You booked a waiter to come on the show.
Everybody got jokes today, huh? I'm going to have to punch somebody.
Don Waters, a waiter.
A waiter.
My name is Dion. I'll be taking your order today.
That happens when you try. I took a swing at it.
Granville Waiters from the Chicago Bulls in the 90s. Granville Waiters.
Hey, Channing, I heard you're trying to get a hold of me here.
What up, Dion?
No, it's Granville Waiters. And I want you to Google image search Granville Waiters because this guy was my hero. I told you I was root for the bald guys like Manu Ginobili. You remember what Granville Waiters looked like, right?
Yeah, I still look the same.
And that's Bozo the Clown. That's ridiculous.
No, that's an old picture. Look at the Chicago Bulls Granville Waiters.
Granville, man, you need to get your Rogaine up.
So you booked Granville Waiters, not necessarily Dion Waiters. Man, you're running me hot today.
I had some Dion questions ready. Had it worked out. Body sculpting questions.
Man. You can watch the basketball game?
Yep.
Watch oh, the there he is. Game. Dion Warwick is on the line. Dion Warwick.
And I'll never learn to call this show again.
So y'all got jokes. Are you texting people? These are people calling in?
You're a failure.
Man.
So... that's how that went. Way to go, Crowder.
Well, it might not have been on time.
Yeah, might not have been on time. Dion Waiters, finally, the real, not a waiter, But Dion Waiters finally calls into the show, and you'll hear here Hawk explaining how much time it took from the scheduled time to the time he called in, and Dion explaining what he was doing, which made him late.
I'm still not convinced Dion Waiters on the phone.
Give me some Nino Brown, Lero, for both of y'all.
Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Y'all questioning the light-skinned wonder.
I'm not convinced. I haven't opened up this phone line yet. Channing promised us at 5 o'clock Dion Waiters was going to call in. It is 5:27. Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline and see if it's actually Dion Waiters. Is that you, Dion Waiters?
Yes, sir.
Man.
I was playing Grand Theft Auto.
Wait, you were playing Grand Theft Auto? Did you know that you were supposed to call us at 5, or was somebody trying to, like, frantically get a hold of you?
No, I knew, but I got caught up playing a game. I apologize.
Now were you playing?
You beat up the old people and snatch them out the car?
Yeah.
But were you playing online with people or just on your own or what?
Yeah, I'm playing online right now with a bunch of people.
And do they know it's Dion Waiters? Are these, like, random people, or are they a friend of yours?
Some of my friends, but some are random. They know now, though.
That'd be cool, playing Grand Theft Auto with Dion Waiters.
A lot of guys that play basketball like basketball, football. You want to do the beat up and grab old people out the car game, huh?
Well, just a video game.
I gotta take my frustration on Grand Theft Auto.
Happy anniversary to the Miami Heat and Dion Waiters. There's another segment that has to do with Dion and the Miami Heat, and it led into a benchmark of ours, Sat Your Ass Down. You know, Dion and gummy bears and anxiety attacks and airplanes. And
you gave that guy a big contract, huh?
Yeah. Pat Riley paid him.
Grand Theft Auto.
Man, GTA. Wade left and everybody went crazy.
We're going to do more best ofs in the next segment at the top of the hour. We'll have your headlines. We'll have another report, weather report from Jimmy. Maybe we'll get to that Sat Your Ass Down segment as well. More Hawk and Crowder next.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.